Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month, or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-694-7153 for a no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-694-7153. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. Call 1-800-694-7153.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. You're tuned into Tomorrow during our 26th year. On the air here on radio, the original social media, though you may be hearing us on podcast or stream or through your friend's headphones, whatever the case, glad that you've tuned into Tomorrow. As the announcer dude said, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. You know, we say we're born on the radio, but raised by technology, and that's true. Most importantly, however, the main truth is we want to hear from you in our audience. Questions, comments, concerns, help for another listener, whatever the case as it relates to consumer tech. Let us hear from you. Chris is about to tell you how easy it is to participate, and not just because you have the ability to win prizes. Because when your call is heard on the air, bingo, bango, bam, you're automatically a winner.
And you're going to want to stay tuned to our next segment coming up, because we're going to tell you some of the stuff you can win as part of our big Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway.
We do that in our next segment?
Our very next segment.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to start taking another gander at the boxes of stuff in the hallway to make sure we get the word out. But there's plenty of things to share with you, and we want to do just that. So how does one participate?
It's easy. You could use the free Into Tomorrow app. There's a little button on there that says Message to Studio, and it'll allow you to record a message with your wonderful voice using your wonderful microphone on our wonderful app on your wonderful phone.
Whew.
And we'll send you a wonderful prize.
Oh, my gosh. I'm overdosing on wonderful.
Or you could use our Ask Dave hotline if you'd like to make phone calls on the phone, which they still do that sometimes.
And it's still a hotline.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very hot. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or you could stop by intotomorrow.com, and you'll see a little red microphone, a little box that says Ask Dave. Remember the K.
Yes, you know. Thank you.
And you can, and it works similar to the app, where you can just record a message right there using your browser and your device's microphone.
So you can do that on anything that has a browser.
And a microphone.
And a microphone. That's helpful. Yes. Otherwise, we won't hear much.
Right.
There'll be, well, we got 10 seconds of silence from so-and-so in such-and-such a place. Yes. That wouldn't be as effective. Right. You have to hear you on the air. So, right. Which would mean your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop computer, anything with a browser and a microphone.
Yes.
Hit that red mic at intotomorrow.com. And then, what's so important about a subsequent email?
Well, to check your email, and more importantly than that, to check your spam filter in your email.
Yeah. Because for some goofy reason, it seems like some emails from us, being at graveline.com, have ended up in some people's spam folders. And they say, oh my gosh, I just found you in my spam filter. Well, get us out of there. I hate being in a spam filter. Help. So mark us as not spam.
Although I do like a piece of fried spam on toast with some.
Well, you would, because you like bologna.
Yeah.
I think you're full of it, but
the only good spam comes in a can.
Okay. But not in your email. Right. So make sure we're not in your spam filter. Some tech news and commentary. Robert in Miami, among others, standing by to join us on the air.
On July 20th, when Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin spacecraft reached suborbital flight, he momentarily forfeited his title of richest person on the planet because he was no longer on the planet.
Well, he was, because he wasn't really in space.
Well, he was on what they consider the edge of space.
The
just
edge.
Pass it.
Yeah.
But now the multi-billionaire is once again without the title. But this time it's because his net worth actually tumbled in one day by $13.9 billion.
You know, I wish I could tumble by $1 billion. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Because that means I got more than that.
Yeah. But Bezos' net worth fell because Amazon's stock price took a hit last week, sliding 7% after the company reported less than anticipated second quarter growth. Bezos made history in 2020 as the first person ever to be worth $200 billion.
Yikes. And now there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Like everybody that's gone to space. Well, not everybody, right. But the people who build their own rockets and go.
Yeah. So, but he is now, as of this airing, the second richest person in the world.
Oh, darn.
And it's not Elon Musk, who we would have thought. It's French tycoon Bernard Arnault, who is the head of the LVMH group, which subsidiaries include Louis Vuitton, Sephora, Moet & Chandon, and Tiffany & Company.
Oh.
His net worth is set at $195.8 billion, while Bezos is only worth a measly $192.6 billion.
Well, he better catch up. I suggest he get a part-time job.
Yeah.
And add to his wealth.
Maybe he can be a cashier in the cashierless Amazon stores.
That'd be good. Good luck with that, Jeff Bezos. We told you last week how Facebook reported strong results in the second quarter, but it was helped by Apple not rolling out iOS 14.5 and its more stringent privacy permissions until April 26th. Well, Chief Financial Officer David Wenner acknowledged the company is bracing for what he calls the headwinds to come. Facebook's profit doubled from a year earlier to $10.39 billion, or $3.61 a share, soundly beating analysts' expectations. Revenue rose 56% to $29.8 billion. So don't feel sorry for Facebook.
I never do.
Like I would anyway. But their revenue did rise. But thanks to Apple, it didn't hit them as hard as they thought it would have.
Huh. Russia's space agency blamed a, quote, short-term software failure for the recent engine mishap with its new science module. The module's thrusters unexpectedly fired hours after docking, shifting the International Space Station off of its normal position.
Which was bad enough, but then they were out of contact as a result. Can you imagine the people freaking out on the ground?
Yeah.
What happened up there?
Yeah, the software glitch caused Nauka, however, I don't know how you say that.
Some Russian name.
But the module to think that it was supposed to back away from the station. So the space station was shoved 45 degrees off track once the thrusters started firing.
Oops.
NASA said it lost control of the station's positioning minutes later, but it was eventually repositioned back to normal after thrusters from another Russian module counteracted the errant firings.
I've had people say, I wonder if that was on purpose, just so Russia can show that they can do any number of things. I don't think so. Just my opinion, of course. But it sure got to be embarrassing for Russia and their space program to be saying they did that to this International Space Station. My gosh. And you know there's a billion safeguards to not let stuff like that happen, but it did.
Apparently they need a billion and one.
Yeah, must be. Now, if you're a Spotify fan, are you?
No.
But if you are, you're not alone. Spotify's user base grew to 165 million paid subscribers and 210 million free users during the second quarter of this year, with total monthly active users now hitting the 365 million mark. That's a lot of folks using Spotify. And if you're happy with it, hey, good for you.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of folks getting Rickrolled these days. The official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube.
Now, is it because you think they're people sending it to a significant other?
That's what they say. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme and reached the impressive milestone just a few days ago. Astley took to the video's comments to share his gratitude, saying, quote, amazing, crazy, wonderful. In a video posted to Instagram, he added that the world is a wonderful and beautiful place and he's very lucky.
This is an old song.
Yeah.
and suddenly has a major resurgence, yeah, of course, because the younger folk haven't heard it anyway.
Yeah, it just goes to show the power of the internet.
Yeah.
The power of the meme.
Never going to give you up. Hopefully everyone says that about Into Tomorrow.
Right.
Right?
Because we're never going to let you down.
That's also true. Oh, my gosh. That'll be a song.
Yeah.
Keurig Dr. Pepper. I know that sounds like a strange combination for a company name, but that's what it's called. They're striving for a barista-level cup of coffee through its debut of Brew ID technology, combined with its multi-stream feature in the K Supreme Plus Smart Brewer. Long name for a coffee maker.
Yeah.
It's set to release in the fall, now, which also is Keurig's first Wi-Fi-connected coffee maker. Brew ID recognizes more than 900 coffee pods. I didn't know there were that many. And adjusts the settings to achieve that specific brand and roast's ideal temperature and strength, while the Wi-Fi connection allows for app-based programming of your K Supreme Plus Smart Brewer Brew ID machine.
Easy for you to say.
I know. And I still don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Go figure. But I always thought Keurig Dr. Pepper, because of course, I guess they bought Dr. Pepper.
They did.
Keurig did. But it just seems strange. Coffee company and Dr. Pepper. And I like Dr. Pepper. No more woke Coke for me, thank you. But Dr. Pepper for the win. And if I was a coffee drinker, it would probably be Keurig, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As we've reported here on Into Tomorrow, Google's YouTube saw ad revenue jump last quarter, passing $7 billion from $3.8 billion a year ago. Again, another big company that you don't have to feel sorry for. The video giant's parent, Alphabet, of course also owning Google, says they are committed to YouTube TV, and they are investing heavily with TV providers and cable box manufacturers on that very concern. Google has a major interest in televisions becoming computing devices over time, according to their CEO. Computing boxes over time. Sounds like a retro web TV sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which I know my mother, God rest her soul, was always with her Webby.
Yeah.
Her web TV.
Yeah. I remember, you know, and also God love her soul, you know, when she passed and we're going through, you know, and packing all her things, we found boxes and boxes and boxes because she printed out every single email she had ever received.
And, you know, I thought she was only printing recipes because she loved to cook and bake and all that, or printing occasional jokes that somebody would send so she could recite it. No, she printed every email. I mean, first of all, if I did that, I would go through cases of paper a day. So we can't do that with all the press releases and stuff we get all the time. But poor mom.
Yeah.
She found some reason to print every single email. Holy moly. Robert in Miami, Florida. Oh, perhaps a neighbor. I don't know. So, well, Miami's a big city. But hey, Robert, welcome into tomorrow.
Hello, Dave. Thank you for sending me a free gift, a Bluetooth speaker. I love it. I'm charging it up right now. It looks a lot better than the little one I have. So I really appreciate it. It's an upgrade. I was wondering if you could suggest some good, dependable laptop brands. I plan to upgrade my 3-year-old laptop pretty soon. I'd appreciate your suggestions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Robert, and you're more than welcome. Obviously, he participated recently and won a prize, so this call probably won't get him a prize because he won something already.
Yeah, you got to share.
Recently, yeah, we share and share alike, right? But we can certainly help you with your question. The most recent study we found puts the top 5 laptop brands ranked for reliability as follows: Asus, Dell, HP, MSI, and Lenovo. First of all, yours is only 3 years old. I hear people in my head in our audience going, my gosh, mine's 8 years old and I wish I could replace it. But those lists, of course, also change all the time. So you're better off taking them with a grain of salt. Different manufacturers adhere to different standards of quality. So they may be steady winners in terms of reliability, but really the best predictor of how long a laptop's going to last is how much you pay for it. All brands pretty much build a range of models, and typically the most expensive ones, again, typically last a lot longer than the cheaper ones would.
Yeah, the dependability you're after will also depend on the intended use you have in mind for your laptop. If this is a laptop that will sit at a desk and virtually never move, then any regular laptop will do. if you're planning to take it on the road a lot or use it around little kids who may be more prone to spilling things on it, or me.
Yeah.
Or use it around dusty environments like construction sites or even environments prone to a lot of vibration, then you may be better off with a rugged laptop like a Panasonic ToughBook. Now, the reason we mention something like a ToughBook is because 3 years isn't a very long time. So if your laptop wasn't very cheap and likely built by the manufacturer to be disposable, then you may benefit from something more rugged.
Yeah, so think about that. We use one of the the latest Panasonic ToughBook laptop and tablet here in our studios every day. And when we get back to regular travel again, we travel with them as we have for many years. So we certainly can recommend those. But Robert, let us know. Hopefully our input was helpful to you, providing some additional insight. And let us know what you end up with and why, because it will help other listeners. All the way, intotomorrow.com.